From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Pretty soon, Arkansas state troopers will begin carrying Narcan, a so-called antidote for opioid overdose, which can be fatal. This small lifesaver has sometimes been derided as a safety net for addicts. And as Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports, now the controversy comes to Arkansas.
At Jonesboro Clinic, a handful of patients, mostly young people, watch game shows while they wait for their turn to see Dr. Daniel Bennett. His small office is one of the few facilities that offers specialized treatment for opioid addiction, a growing problem now deemed a public health crisis. Bennett says having Narcan in more hands will help keep at least a few addicts alive.
I think all first responders certainly should have some, all EMS, and probably all law enforcement personnel, and for that matter, possibly even have it in county detention centers, because whether we like it or not, drugs do find their way, you know, within the prison system.
Each trooper will now carry two nasal spray canisters with Narcan. A dose in the nose of an unconscious addict reverses the effects of the overdose, which if left alone eventually stops the person's breathing. State Police Public Information Officer Bill Sadler says Narcan may be particularly helpful in rural areas.
In many parts of Arkansas, it's not immediately available. So the state police believes it is worthwhile to place this drug in the hands of the troopers to particularly assist those in the rural area of the state. Of course, it is available in the troopers who patrol the larger metropolitan areas.
The spray has stirred some controversy in other states after some troopers said they were rescuing the same addict two or three times and wondered whether they were actually enabling them. According to Adept Pharma, the company that makes Narcan, it is not a substitute for emergency medical care. The drug just revives patients while they're being brought to a hospital. Since overdosing on illegal drugs is not a crime by itself, addicts will often be free to go afterwards. But Sadler says that depends very much on the other circumstances, and the trooper would have to look at the whole picture to see what, if any, charges would be brought. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.